بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد
In this day and age we frequently travel we travel as families during holidays and we travel as friends, a group of students from the north will travel together during the weekends or during holidays. So we learn from this saying of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it was the desire of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hence a sunnah, to appoint a person as the Amir. And it's so simple. We look for the most appropriate person amongst the group and say that during this journey you are our Amir. Or we make mashwara, ask each other, so the sunnah of mashwara also takes place. And thereafter we appoint the Amir. And during the course of journey, it is very rare in this day and age that you will have to refer to the Amir in any matter. But if the occasion does arise, then we need to show reality. If a person wishes to go anywhere, then he should take permission from the Amir. And there will be a lot of barakah in this journey. When I travel to Barbados with Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, there was four of us in the journey. And Hazrat appointed me as the Amir. And when we arrived, this was Hazrat's Mamul, so when we arrived in Barbados, he said to our host that now the Imarat of Salim is finished and your Imarat begins from here. But do not take any decision without consulting Salim. So Amir, Alhamdulillah. We learn on a daily basis, which are very simple to practice. If we just make that as an objective, that we want to practice as much as we can, and if we start taking the easy items, then these easy items will make our hearts spiritually stronger, and those items which we are made to feel by shaitan and nafs that they are difficult, they will also become easy. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Aqra was also the A'lam, because things got divided into various categories later on. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nahwi was Sarfi and the Sarfi was Nahwi. There was no department that this is department of Nahu and this is Sarf and this is Adab. Similarly, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is Muhaddis and this is Mufassir and this is Faqih. But as the time passed, gradually the interest became less, and in order to save the Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted tawfiq to different groups to preserve different items. So similarly here, now in this day and age, somebody could be Aqra. He could be a very good Qari, or he could be the one who has memorized the whole Quran, or he could be someone who recites the Quran very much. But it's not necessary that he is also Alam. He also has the knowledge. And it's not necessary that if he is Alam and Aqra, he is also A'mal. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in say that it used to take them months to memorize Surah Baqarah. And after memorizing Surah Baqarah, they would hold a feast. Why? Because they say, ta'allamna al-ilma wal-amala jami'an. So they would memorize and understand the tafsir and also put it into practice. So Aqra was always Alam. Because somebody who knew the most Quran had the most knowledge as well. So that's why. And then he was also the A'mal, the practice. So it is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to appoint. And then sometimes in imarat and in leadership, you need other experiences also. But somebody who is aqra, who is alam, who has a lot of shari'i knowledge, and also who has a lot of taqwa as well, then he would fulfill the right of leadership. So he would always refer to those people who have some experience in worldly matters as well. Similarly, sometimes a person with less shari'i knowledge but more experience could be appointed as the amir. For example, somebody who is more experienced regarding Hajj or Umrah trips, then he will be made the amir, because majority of the decisions will require experience. And because it's a holy trip, people would expect him to take decisions according to Sharia only, and people will rely on him that wherever he needs Sharia guidance, he will refer to the alam and the ulama who are within the group. So it's not necessary to appoint somebody every time who has more knowledge. It depends on the circumstances, and you look at the circumstances and you choose a person who will best guide the group without violating the ahkam of the Sharia.